Today's Hot Country 94.1 FM WMIX. We got Angela in here talking about a few different things, but mainly the salute to freedom with 4th of July celebrations this weekend at the airport in Mount Vernon. First off, again, good morning to you, Angela. How are we doing?
Good morning. Doing great for a Monday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Big weekend upcoming. I can't believe it's the 39th at the salute to freedom out at the airport this Friday. Gates open at 5 p.m., don't they?
Yeah, so 5 p.m., the Mount Vernon Police Department will be out there directing traffic again, and we'll have people come in Fireball Drive, which is actually just before the main entrance to the airport, if you're coming from Mount Vernon. Get everyone parked. The Lions Club will be out there with a wagon to shuttle people in, mm-hmm. and we have a couple of people who will have golf carts out there, too, if the wagon's not something you can get in easily.
Right.
And so we want to make it easy on you and have a good time. We have all kinds of food vendors, so definitely come hungry. And then events for the kids, pay to play, laser tag, and inflatables. There's going to be jelly ball game and a new mobile arcade.
Mm.
So all kinds of things, and those are nominal cost. And then DJ until 6:30, and then at 6:30 Edwin Linson's gonna take the stage and entertain us until time for the mayor and the fireworks.
There you go. And it all goes on at the airport. And I think we've mentioned this before in years past, but it's pretty well on time. I mean, it's don't get there too early, because then you're gonna sit in traffic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of as far as the gates open and everything like that.
Yeah, but don't just wait too late, because
Sure. Then
they shut it down. And before this was my job, there was one year I had to watch the fireworks from sitting on the highway because they shut it down. But it's still a good time. Lots of family fun. Bring your blankets or lawn chairs, mm-hmm. and spread out and meet people there and enjoy a shake-up or two and corn dog. And, we have tacos and just all kinds of everything as far as food goes. And Market Days vendors also. So shop some of them and just enjoy time celebrating with the community.
Yeah, because this kind of, it falls pretty close to, you got all kinds of stuff going on. It's not just, the airport, but also you're kind of incorporating Market Days with it too, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Because normally it was supposed to be on this weekend.
Well, Friday's Food and Art was supposed to be
this weekend,
we moved it to July 11th. So next Friday, come downtown to the Commons, 9/11 Broadway. And then July 12th will be the full Market Days.
Right.
So at the Salute to Freedom, it's kind of a taste of, because not all of the vendors want to set up on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a smaller amount that'll be at the Salute to Freedom, but still fun. And then on July 12th, come downtown, we'll have a plethora of vendors, indoor and outdoor, and entertainment on the stage at the Commons and all kinds of things.
Yeah, so for those of you that really like to go to Market Days each month, now you kind of get a double dip a little bit here.
Yes, and even if you aren't a big vendor fan, we have tons of retail businesses downtown that we're trying to help promote with these events. And also, we have live music 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday night, the 11th, and 12:30 to 2:30 on Saturday at the Commons, so you can just come sit and chill and listen to music.
That's right. So Salute to Freedom, Friday, July 4th, out at the airport. And you mentioned there, some of the Market Day vendors will be out there as well. So kind mm-hmm. of a nice little peek into what goes on there. And then, of course, you're also involved with Friday Night Food and Art. That is next. That's been moved to July 11th.
Yes.
So
yes.
And then July 12th is the actual, the full on Market Days, I guess you could say, at the Commons. Both at the Commons, but then 4th of July. What else do we need to know, I guess maybe logistically, whenever folks get there? Maybe there's something that people ask about all the time before they come in, that sort of thing.
Like I said, there's, if you aren't able to walk or just don't want to, we have different options to shuttle you to the main grounds. And then leave your fireworks at home. That includes sparklers. We usually get 5,000 to 10,000 people out at the airport, depending on the weather. And it just gets a little crowded to have that kind of thing and hot sticks flying around. It's not that great. So do those before you come. And then also, please leave your pets at home. So I always get people to say, it doesn't bother my dog. Well, we just want to make sure that all the pets and the people stay safe and have an enjoyable evening. Every other event we have is pet friendly. For this one, we ask that you just don't bring them out to the airport.
Yeah. Outside food or drink?
we don't really have a rule about that. So we hope you'll enjoy the food vendors that are there. But if you want to bring snacks, you can come and have a completely free evening with your family. We just want everyone to come and enjoy. It's a great community event. Honor our country, our veterans, the people who serve us, and just a nice time to relax.
Yeah. Honor to freedom. And there, it's a great show, too. I mean, it's for those that have never been, or those that are kind of in the mix whenever they kind of learn a little bit more about, you know, the cost of fireworks and, you know, what all goes into it. Let's just say that the folks at the Salute to Freedom, they're definitely putting on a good show. One of the better ones you'll see in the area for sure.
Yeah, we have professionals that set it off, and it's a higher caliber show.
Right.
Than just a backyard display.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, timing of the fireworks, is there a time?
So we always say dusk. That's right around 9 p.m. is when we plan to set off the fireworks.
And you know how long the show is going to be?
Usually it's 20 to 30 minutes.
That tells you a lot right there, folks. if it's that extended, that means it's a pretty good show right there. That's what, you know, when you start learning a little bit more about how fireworks work and kind of what all goes into that, you start looking at the time of them. That's how you know that they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're putting on a good show for sure. So.
Yeah, we definitely try. We got a great team of people behind us. And, of course, want to shout out thanks to all of the public works and parks and police and fire and all the airport staff that helped get everything set up and then clean up from the event. There'll be lots of trash cans everywhere, so encourage people to use those. Yep. And let's just all get together and have a nice, fun, safe evening.
That's right. Salute to Freedom, Friday, July 4th at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport. Gates open at 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors, both food and otherwise.
Yeah, kid activities, too. Don't forget.
Yes, and live entertainment. We'll be broadcasting after the Cardinal game finishes up on Friday, so tune in for that. We'll be giving you some more details in case you're wanting to hear what's going on before you head out there. You can turn us on 94.1 FM and check that out. And then Friday night, Foods and Art at the Commons. That's moved to the 11th. And then July 12th, the Saturday, is the July Market Days, also at the Commons. So that's all going on with our good friends over at Mount Vernon Tourism. Angela Innie here telling us all about it. Where can we get more info?
EnjoyMountVernon.com. So it's EnjoyMTVernon.com. Check us out. And then also MTVFestivals.com for the festivals events too. So, but Enjoy Mount Vernon, we try to put everybody's events that are in Mount Vernon on there. So always something to do.
Yeah, check them out on Facebook as well. Angela, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.